The cemetery was deserted, but I could make out James's scooter lying on its side in the grass a few yards from the gravel path. I followed the line it pointed to, the patch of shrubs at the end of the property, and crept up the ridge. James was there, sitting on the tombstone with his back to me like before. His shoulders quivered, and I could hear his jerky breathing. "James," I said softly. He whipped around, and the moonlight flashed across his face. It was a ruddy and tear-streaked mess that he quickly tried to hide by raking his sleeve against it.
"Leave me alone, fuck!"
"James, we need to talk."
"Talk about what? You're already going to fucking arrest me, then fucking just do it already."
I could see bruises now. A couple of small ones on the side of his face, and a fair-sized scrape on his chin. Neither of those were there when I saw him 2 days ago. The sleeve of his tuxedo jacket was torn loose at the shoulder.
"Everybody in this fucking town already thinks I'm a fucking psycho queer or something. Why not just spin this shit on me too, right? Fuck it, just lock me up. Electric chair, gas chamber, guillotine, fuck it. You'd be doing me a favor."
"Who hit you, James?" He wouldn't answer. "James," I said, "who did this to you?" He turned to me then, and savage eyes flicked to life from the boy's face.
"They all did."
"What do you—"
"Nothing. Forget it," he sniffed. "Some fucking jock assholes cut me off. Forced me into the ditch when I was coming home."
He slipped from the top of the stone and sank down to sit on the ground and stared out across the empty field.
"They were fucking laughing their asses off."
I moved my hand slowly to my jacket pocket where I'd put my cuffs and took a step closer. "I can help, James," I said. "Come back to the station with me and make a report."
"Yeah, right," he snorted. "There's no fucking justice for that kind of shit. Fuckers like those guys always get away with it."
"You know that's not true, James. Let me help you. We can get a description. We can find them." I managed to get the cuffs out without a sound, and I was pretty sure he hadn't seen them. I had at least 100 pounds on him, but he was pretty worked up, so this could go bad real easy. Best thing would be to keep him talking and calm before subduing him. I worked my way a hair closer.
"They wouldn't get away with it in a movie,"
he said, his voice turning dreamy.
"After pulling that shit, their truck would, like, break down on some side road. They'd be totally alone out there, and they'd be all pissing themselves and shit, and then wham, fucking machete to the temple. Or zombies out of the corn rows, or and rip their guts out, or fucking werewolves, or—"
"That why you like those movies so much?"
"Maybe," he said quietly. "The monster always gets revenge."
"Doesn't the monster always die in the end?"
"Yeah. But who do you remember afterwards?"
He let out a short laugh, wiped his nose with the back of his sleeve, and pushed his fingers through his hair.